This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Protests that have been peaceful to date, and we certainly continue to encourage that outside of judges' homes.
A man was arrested overnight near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He was armed with a gun, a knife, and pepper spray, and told authorities that he was there to kill the justice.
You sowed the wind for decades to come. I fear that the whole country will reap the whirlwind.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What we have seen is historic numbers. We are in a historic place in history, historic place right now, as we have as we look at where we are with the economy.
Meanwhile, the price of gas is so high that it would be cheaper to buy cocaine and just run everywhere.
Well, I feel like I'm talking a little faster, but it's very hard to tell.
You're racing.
Well, I got things to do. I'll see you later. Bye.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. They talk about the rising price of gasoline, the fact that you can't buy baby formula, you can't buy all sorts of products now. But you know, with the open border policy, fentanyl is more available than ever. And it's cheaper than ever. Why doesn't anyone ever report on the good news coming out of the Brandon regime? Maybe he can get into that tonight with Jimmy Kimmel. You know, he's flying out to LA right now. Supposedly they're having some kind of summit of the Americas. Sounds like Avenue of the Americas in New York City. It's still Sixth Avenue to most people, though. You know, and this really isn't a summit of the Americas, because nobody from all the countries that are pouring all the destitute, indigent criminals into the country, Guatemala, Honduras, and Salvador, have even bothered to attend. But one guy who is showing up is Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. I know how to pronounce his name. You know why? Because we had Alma Gaucha come in today, the Brazilian steakhouse. I asked those guys that brought in the food. How was the food, by the way? It is a fantastic steakhouse. It's on D Street and Seaport District, also known as South Boston, and it's just fantastic. They got this great beef. It's just cut at your table, price fixed. It's just wonderful. All the stuff is great, the cheesy bread. Everything, the potato salad, the drinks. Taylor is drinking one of their soft drinks right now, made with real cane sugar, right?
Granja, yeah, it's very good.
Yeah,
very refreshing.
Everything at Alma Gaucha is great. So give them a try if you get a chance. But Jair Bolsonaro, they call him the Trump of the tropics. He's coming in to talk to Biden. He gave an interview to. He gave an interview to Reuters. He wondered if the election in 2020 was legit. I'm sure he'll have a lot to talk with Dementia Joe about. The American people are the ones to talk about election fraud. I will not discuss what happens in another country, but Trump was really doing well. Then he talked about what happened in 2020 with all the ballot harvesting, shall we say, mail-in ballot. We don't want that to happen in Brazil, said Bolsonaro, who was on the ballot in October.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
There's a guy who served with Dementia Joe in Congress back in the 1970s. He was in the House. His name was Ozzie Myers. He was from Philadelphia. He was a Democrat congressman from Philadelphia. And he decided to retire after he was indicted in the Abb scam. Remember that? The Abb scam? That's in the days when the FBI went after Democrats. I know kids it's hard to imagine, but they used to go after Democrats, just like they go after, and they didn't even frame them. They caught them taking bribes. They caught this guy, Ozzie Myers, taking bribes, and they threw him out of office. But he I don't even know if he did any time, but he went back to his trade. And try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party, but a former congressman from Philadelphia pleaded guilty yesterday to charges related to fraudulently stuffing ballot boxes for Democrat candidates between 2014 and 2018.
I'm shocked, shocked.
Myers pleaded guilty to violation of elections laws, conspiracy, bribery, and obstruction. He was expelled from Congress in 1980. Joe Biden at the time was barely middle-aged after being caught taking bribes in the Abscam Sting investigation. Myers admitted he bribed the judge of elections to add votes for his chosen candidates, including clients who were running for judicial offices. It's nice to have a judge who's bribed his way into office. Here in Massachusetts, we just allow them to make legitimate contributions to political candidates, and then they get appointed. It's an amazing thing. 844-500-4242. This is a feel-good story to me. You know how they play the cancel culture and they go back and they look at people's Twitter feeds and they try to destroy them? Well, there's a guy running for the Senate on the Republican side in Arizona. His name is Blake Masters. And so a guy named Dylan Rosenblatt, who works for the Arizona Mirror, he accused Blake Masters of praising a Nazi leader. It's a stupid story. So Blake Masters, after shrugging off the charges, said to his staff, "Why don't we look for Dylan Rosenblatt's tweets, see what they have on them?" Guess what Masters did? He posted screenshots of the tweets yesterday. Rosenblatt was allegedly making offensive and derogatory statements about women, Asians, and a variety of other things. In 2011, he tweeted, "I only deal with women for three reasons: sex, money, and making me sandwiches." Blake Masters posted that one and said, "You shouldn't throw stones if you live in a glass house, and if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth." The way they used to say in North Carolina, never let your mouth write a check your ass can't cash. And that's what Dylan Rosenblatt found out. He also used the N-word. He used slurs about gays. And guess what happened to Dylan Rosenblatt, who was going after Blake Masters? He's been fired. It would take a heart of stone not to laugh, wouldn't
it? Workplace name was appropriate in the Arizona Mirror.
Mirror. I never heard of the paper before. I don't know what that is, but they did the right thing. Chuck, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chuck.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
I'm way up here in Vermont again. I just want to go back to your conversation before about Hunter being able to take a spot on one of those liberal cable shows. And maybe he has the same legal qualifications as Jeffrey Toobin, but are you sure he's got the same grip on the fence like he does?
Oh, please. Chuck, this is a family show. Thanks for
Jeffrey Toobin?
Listen, go out and check your local gas pump. You're at $4.99. You're lagging behind Maine and Massachusetts. You know what they used to say in 1936 when Alf Landon was running against FDR? You know, the only two states were carried by Alf Landon, the Republican candidate, were Maine and Vermont. As Maine goes, so goes Vermont. Well, Maine's up over $5. I'm going to say so goes Vermont tomorrow afternoon, most likely. 844-500-4242. 508 is the text line having a problem today. Not as far as I know. Things are still coming in just like always. 844-500-4242. You want to know how bad things are, though? You know, we talked about this horrible thing that's going on with Brett Kavanaugh and this guy that told police he wanted to kill him. He'd driven, come in from California. You know, speaking of Arizona, Kristen Sinema. She's a she's the other senator other than Mark Kelly, who's up on the ballot this year. Kristen Sinema, you know, she's been the one with Joe Manchin who said no, and she's really done a lot for the United States by just saying no to all this nonsense, whether it's getting rid of the filibuster or passing another one of these trillion-dollar welfare packages like Biden wants to just give money to the non-working classes and cause inflation. So she's coming into Boston on Friday to raise money for her PAC, the Political Action Committee. It's called Getting Stuff Done. But you know what's happened to her, right? She, you know, when she was teaching at Arizona State in Tempe, they the moon bats followed her into the ladies' room. Remember that? And then she wanted to go to the Boston Marathon. She's a runner. And so they tracked her down and they were hassling her at the marathon, even though she broke her foot so she couldn't run, but she still wanted to come in and see what was going on. So they hassled her there. And they're horrible to her on Twitter. They say, you know, these people who supposedly have this great respect for women and believe all women, you know, they say, "Ooh, that's a terrible dress. Did you buy that from Omar the tent maker? You know, your hair looks like crap." You know, they treat her like. So she's coming into Boston for this fundraiser. This is from Politico and the Massachusetts page of Politico. The location is only available upon RSVP. The invitation doesn't list any hosts. It's just amazing. Her refusal to support the Build Back Better agenda led activists to protest Sinema at the 2021 Boston Marathon. She completed the course this year, yet without much fanfare. But they won't say where it is, and they won't say who's backing her, because they're afraid that she's going to get hassled again. She's a Democrat. She's a Democrat. Not only is she a Democrat, she's bisexual. And she's a woman. She's a member of multiple protected classes. One of the VIPs said she checks multiple boxes. But if you deviate at all from the deep state orthodoxy, you're out. So she even in a liberal place like this bastion of nuttiness, she can't say where she's going. It's amazing. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are: number 1, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number 2, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right now. Number 3, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you are a value shopper like Officer Mark Paul Rizzo or Dr. Matt the Vet, then this offer is for you. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand like I'm doing right now. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The sportos, motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr. He's always been a role model to the Jimmy Olsons in the city room.
This is a dog's life, kid. Keep out of it.
Yeah, but you get around and you see things.
Oh, you see things. I guess you believe all you hear on the radio. Huh?
He's Howie Carr.
Most AR-15 owners are former military, okay. 35-plus
married. Let me say one more thing.
So that's all I'm saying, okay, is that they're not once, crazy
once,
people.
Okay. Here's the thing. Once black people get guns in this country, the gun laws will change. Trust me.
Joy Behar shows off her ignorance every day. She says this on the very day that there's a column in the largest selling newspaper in the country, the Wall Street Journal, from Jason Riley, who happens to be black. And he writes about how and why black people are buying more guns than ever before. If anything, the more black people, the more Hispanics, the more women, especially women. There's more women buying guns than ever before. The more
once black people get guns in this country, the gun laws will change.
Hey, Joy, I know, you know, this is a complicated question for the likes of you, but you ever hear of Harriet Tubman? Weren't they going to put her picture on a $20 bill? She loved guns. She was a big proponent of everybody owning a gun. Boy, these people, they are just so proud of their ignorance. What did Ronald Reagan say? It's not what they know that's screwing up the liberals. It's what they think they know that's not true. Boy, thanks for getting that one, Taylor. Yikes. I don't play too many things from The View, but that was towering ignorance. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you changing your summer plans due to inflation and high gas prices?
Not so far.
63% say they are.
All right. Okay, I'm going to do earlier today the winner of today's gas price, $50. You can win $50 from the Howie Car Show if you just go to HowieCarShow.com when you're buying your Fabrizia gift certificate. And enter your email address at where it says to at HowieCarShow.com. And once your email address is on our list, you will be entered to win $50 a day from my show and from Grace's show. Two chances to win every weekday from the Howie Car Show, $50. Now it buys, depending on the size of your car, just about a half a tank, maybe a little less than a half a tank, but you can use it for something anyway. $50 a day. Just get on the list. No obligations. Just put your name on the email list and you're entered to win. Okay, can I have the drum roll, please? Today's winner, Marie from Marblehead, Massachusetts. Marie from Marblehead, Massachusetts. You have won $50.
I won. The money is mine. I have the money. The money is mine. I got it.
Marie from Marblehead, go to your email, and if you have a missive from store at Howie Car Show, we'll give you instructions how to collect your $50. If you want to win $50 for gas from Howie and or Grace, go to HowieCarShow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money. Doug, you're next with Howie Car. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I want to... Brandon explained how he can't get the gas prices down. If you go in northern Maine in Jackman, right across the border,
yeah,
diesel is $2 a gallon cheaper.
It is?
Yes. And gas is 50 to 80 cents cheaper from that 201 corridor from, like, Bingham North.
Why is that?
Is it coming from Canada?
I don't think so.
That's my question. You can look it up.
I don't know. I'll check. I will check that out, Doug. I don't know. But you'd still have to have all the taxes on it, the American taxes. I don't know. I would think it wouldn't come across from Canada. I don't even know how much of the prices in Canada are. They're pretty high too. I believe. Thanks for the call though, Doug. Zebra, you're next with Howie Car. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, the gas station is probably closed, and those are old prices. I don't know where they get those. But hey, you got a quick couple. I got a good suggestion for our restaurateurs who have taken the brunt of this idiocy in this presidency, and a comment on the Second Amendment. If you want to take the second, but the first one is a suggestion. Hey, if they're not going to lower the gas tax so these people can get to work, why don't you help out the restaurateurs, attract the workers back by giving them a moratorium on taxes on their wages and their tips.
A moratorium on taxes, Zebra? Not around here. That's not happening. The only way they want to give anybody a any kind of break is, you know, Blumenthal wants to send rebates to everybody. So let's set up a new bureaucracy to just shuffle the money around. Why don't you just take the tax off? Take the tax off the meals. Take the tax off the fuel pumps. I'm Howie Carr.
Are you ready? Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm just going to give you a little tease for what we got coming later in the show with these. There was a recent graduation at Bridgewater Raynham High School, south of the city. And among the speakers were the chairman of the school committee, chairperson, Lillian Holbrook, and the superintendent, a guy named Derek Swenson. We've reached out to these people because we are reputable journalists, and democracy dies in darkness.
Here's audio of Howie reaching out earlier.
Okay, and you know what? Tell them drinking doubles don't make a party. Thanks. So there you go. There you go. See, I didn't make the same mistake James Baker did, you know, with the FBI counsel who just interviewed Sussman by himself. I have, you know, we have two witnesses. That's standard law enforcement protocol, and I am Inspector Carr. But anyway, so this is Swenson. I just want to play this. I'll play a couple of cuts for you here. This is Derek Swenson, the superintendent of the school. Cut two.
Friends, dignitaries, and of course, all of the wonderful members of the 2022 graduating class of Bridgewater Uranium.
Bridgewater Uranium?
Arboranium.
Arboranium?
I just came in there for a little drink, you know, for going to work. Just sort of settle my nerves.
That wasn't the superintendent. That was Norm Crosby. Foster Brooks. Excuse me. Okay, so we'll just play one here. And again, this is a tease. We got a bunch of these for later on. But this is the Bridgewater Uranium School Committee Chairwoman, Lillian Holbrook. We left her a message as well. And she's elected. She is an elected official of that area. Cut 25.
I don't think I ever encountered a single book with as much useful information as all I really need to know I learned in kindergarten by Roger Fulgham.
Did she mispronounce kindergarten? Among other words? Whew. 844-500-4242. We are learning more about the guy who wanted to shoot, or allegedly wanted to shoot, Justice Kavanaugh. This is from the New York Post. He hatched a plan to kill the jurist, quote, to give his life purpose. This was, the prosecutor said this in federal court today. Nicholas John Roski, 26, was arrested by Montgomery County Police around 1:50 a.m. near Kavanaugh's home in Chevy Chase. That's where the Mr. Frosty, the senator from Massachusetts, Ed Markey, lives there. That's his real home. Another guy who lives there is Comrade Chris Matthews, formerly of MSNBC. It's a nice area. He was charged with attempting to kill or kidnap a U.S. judge, according to court records. Roski, R-O-S-K-E, was dressed in black clothing and carrying a backpack and a suitcase. A suitcase. Okay. He was spotted getting out of a cab in front of Kavanaugh's home around 1:05 a.m. by two deputy U.S. marshals who were stationed outside the residence. When he saw the marshals who were standing next to their parked vehicle in the Tony Washington, D.C. suburb, he walked down the block and called 911 and told an operator he was having suicidal thoughts, had a firearm on his person, and wanted to kill Kavanaugh. So I assume this is all recorded then. Cops from the Montgomery County Police Department were dispatched to the area, and when they arrived, Roski was still on the phone with the emergency operator, according to court records. I'm reading from the story in the New York Post. He was taken into custody, and when investigators searched his suitcase and backpack, they found a small arsenal, including tactical police vest, a tactical knife, pepper spray, zip ties, a Glock 17 pistol, and two magazines and ammunition. This is going to get a good leaving alone tonight on the network newscast. Remember that crazy guy in Florida when Trump was president? He was driving around and he had all these weird signs on his truck or his van. I mean, he was obviously an insane person, and they made it out like he was beginning an insurrection. Remember that? He was obviously insane, and he was in Florida. He was nowhere near the Capitol. This guy is outside the Supreme Court Justice's house. And they're going to just say, oh, he's just a mentally ill guy. They found a tactical police vest, a tactical knife, pepper spray, zip ties, a Glock 19 pistol, two magazines, and ammunition. They also found a host of burglary tools, including a hammer, a screwdriver, a nail punch, a crowbar, a pistol light, duct tape, and a pair of hiking boots with padding on the outside of the soles, among other items. During an interview with an FBI agent, Roski said he was upset about the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion and the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. He believed Kavanaugh would loosen gun control laws, so he's going to kill him. So he's concerned about the use of guns, so he plans to kill the guy, to kill the Supreme Court justice. And hatched a plan to kill the justice after finding his address online in an ill-fated bid to, quote, give his life a purpose. He bought the Glock and the other items for the purpose of breaking into the justice's residence and killing the justice as well as himself, prosecutors said. In a statement, White House spokesman Andrew Bates said President Biden, quote, condemns the actions of this individual in the strongest terms, unquote, and that he's grateful to law enforcement for quickly apprehending the suspect. He did not address the incident, though, when he left to go to L.A. and then when he landed in L.A. These are the Democrats. Democrats in the news. 844-500-4242. Stan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stan.
Hey. Thank you, Howie. Please allow me to quote from that liberal New York Times headline. Democratic lawmakers urge Biden to ensure Saudi ties serve the United States. Saudi Arabia, close United States partner, is a major buyer of American military hardware, but after the Khashoggi incident and increasing criticism, they have stepped up their work with China.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Stan. I don't know what he was getting at. He called Saudi Arabia a pariah state after the Khashoggi murder in Istanbul, I believe it was. But now times have changed, so it's better for Saudi Arabia and Iran and Venezuela to be drilling oil than it is for American producers to be keeping us energy independent. 844-500-4242. 978, Justice Kavanaugh is lucky this nutcase called 911. Usual operating procedure for the FBI would have been to interview him, put him on their radar screen, and then release him until he actually killed someone. That's the way it's been. Yeah, I know. 617, Democrats will now try to paint him as a mentally unstable guy who was looking to commit suicide by cop instead of the violence he intended for Kavanaugh. But again, that guy driving around Florida in the minivan or whatever it was that was festooned with all these crazy slogans on it, and he had a quote unquote pipe bomb. He was getting orders directly from Trump, as I recall, or that's what they were trying to say on the air. By the way, Jim Jordan is the congressman from Ohio is talking about how the FBI has been running a purge since January 6th over any agents who say that maybe this is an, they any agents who are going Jack Del Rio, shall we say, who are saying, you know, maybe there's an overreaction to this January 6th thing. This is what he said. He wrote a letter to Christopher Wray, and increasingly it looks like Christopher Wray was the worst nomination that Donald Trump ever made. I don't think there's too much question about it because he's still around. He's still, and they can't get rid of him. They'll never get rid of him now because he's actually there, you know, and he's doing the Democrats' dirty work. In one such example, Jordan wrote to Ray, the FBI targeted and suspended the security clearance of a retired war service member who had disclosed personal views that the FBI was not being entirely forthcoming about the events of January 6th. You don't say. You think there's going to be anything on the primetime special, the pilot episode tomorrow night of the Adam Schiff, Jamie Raskin show? The FBI questioned the whistleblower's allegiance to the United States. Because the United States is the Democrat Party, as far as the FBI, the modern FBI is concerned, despite the fact that the whistleblower honorably served in the United States military for several years, including deployments in Kuwait and Iraq. In addition, another whistleblower who has since left the FBI has informed us that he faced retaliation for criticizing the FBI in an anonymous survey circulated by the, and that's redacted, to employees following January 6th. Jordan stressed that multiple, quote, whistleblowers have called it a purge of FBI employees holding conservative views. In total, six FBI officials have approached the committee, two related to the controversy concerning the school board's memo. That's when they said they were going to begin surveilling parents who were angry about the actions taken by school boards. And the other four were related to January 6th. The FBI was suspending security clearances of Bureau employees who were exercising their First Amendment rights. 844-500-4242. Adam, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
So I live in Bridgewater, and as soon as you mentioned the graduation this weekend, an email went out talking about PA audio system difficulties during the ceremony.
That's what they're blaming it on?
Yes, sir.
Can you forward that email to us?
Yeah, that is a good
email.
You can? Okay.
Taylor at HowieCarshow.com.
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, at HowieCarshow.com. That's what they're blaming it on?
Yes, sir.
Well, then why wouldn't they be willing to come on the show tonight and explain it?
No idea.
You think they would be, but I appreciate that.
Know, this doesn't sound like audio trouble to me.
Our lives are much more productive and happier when everyone has had an equal opportunity to win. Always play fair.
Always.
Take every opportunity that comes your way to add your knowledge.
Were you there, Adam?
No, I was not, sir.
I don't know. We're going to keep playing these. What do most people think? Are most people buying that? What's in that email?
I don't know. It just came through, so I haven't talked to anybody else yet.
By the way, we got this from Turtle Boy, tbdailynews.com, tbdailynews.com. It's just nutty stuff, though. Okay. They had a public address system problem. Why won't they come on? Again, we asked them to. The invitation still stands. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is about a smile. If you've been procrastinating getting needed dental work done for the last couple of years, don't wait any longer. The longer you delay, the more painful, probably the more expensive it's going to be. Whether you just need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or more involved work, Perfect Smiles is the place to go. It's the best dental office I have ever been to. It's almost summer, and you have the opportunity to make this summer the time for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? This summer, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Just gonna let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Okay, they're claiming this guy that, again, he was invited to come on the show, Derek J. Swenson, to discuss this issue. But he just sent this out. Good afternoon, Bridgewater Raynham Regional School District families and staff. And then he goes on about the graduation speaker speeches. During these speeches, the person speaking could hear themselves on a person speaking could hear themselves. Now, very grammatical. You know, on a delay, which resulted in the speech givers becoming disoriented as to where. As they became disoriented as to where they were in their speeches, causing them to misspeak their words in some cases. Bridgewater Television, who was monitoring this guy's, where'd this guy get his PhD? Was monitoring the sound system that evening has confirmed that it was one of those problems that can affect your speech in a way that may resemble a person having a stroke.
Friends, dignitaries, and of course, all of the wonderful members of the 2022 graduating class of Bridgewater Raynham.
Was it a PA problem? Or, as some have suggested here in the studio, an IPA problem?
Incidentally, you're out of scotch.
We regret any distortion or degradation to the audio clarity and quality while any of our speakers address the audience.
The most proactive way to avoid a life is hard situation.
That really does sound Biden-esque.
In my humble opinion.
Saying avoid when you mean avoid.
This ceremony reminds me of just how fortunate.
Just how fortunate? It really does. Good Lord. Cut 11.
Hallie will be attending Skidmore College in the fall. Majoring in biology.
Biology. She will be attended Skidmore, majoring in biology.
Thank you very much.
Cut 10.
Outside of school, Hallie is an accomplished esquarian who has been writing for 14 years.
She's an esquarian? I'm a Capricorn. What's your sign? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.